A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything and, since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, Is it not written, "My house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples, but you have made it a den of thieves"? The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it, and were seeking a way to put him to death. Yet they feared him because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. There are people or priests, but not always only priests, that we sometimes refer to as liturgists. Liturgist is someone who has taken it upon themselves to take very seriously how we do the rituals in our faith. They care about the liturgy a lot. And there's a joke that the only difference between a liturgist and a terrorist is that you can negotiate with the terrorists. Jesus acts a little bit like a liturgist in today's reading. He has this very intense encounter with the fig tree. And when the disciples with him return to it, the fig tree is withered. Withered to its roots, which means that his curse, "May you never bear fruit again," would come true. There's an event that takes place between that. Jesus goes to the temple and has that famous moment of the cleansing of the temple. Fig trees in the time of Christ were places that were known as a place where people would go sometimes on their own to meditate and to pray. They were kind of a sacred space where people go to be in the presence of God. It's where Jesus finds Nathanael, or where Philip finds Nathanael contemplating God before he invites him to follow Jesus. And so when Jesus curses this fig tree, and has in the middle of it that cleansing of the temple, he's purposely drawing attention to the sacred spaces in our own lives. And I think drawing attention for us to how we treat those sacred spaces that we create in our life. That could be a space like this very church here, which we come to pray and wanting to be reverent within it. But I think it applies too to the sacred spaces we create in our personal life. I know that I've got sort of a sacred time every morning that I dedicate to prayer. And I've got a sacred spot in my room that becomes my prayer space during that time, a little altar I have set up, a place where I put sometimes a cup of coffee. I have my Bible, my journal. But there are days, because I'm busy or I have a mass early in the morning or there's just stuff going on, that I will allow other things to encroach on my sacred space and my sacred time. In a sense, I start doing business when it's the time that I have set aside for prayer. Just like was happening in the temple. Jesus, I think with this cursing in the fig tree or this story in particular, is meaning to draw our attention and say, kind of like a liturgist, be very, very intentional about how you respect the sacred spaces you make in your life. If you set aside time for prayer, take that time for prayer. I know it can be tempting at times to let it fall away and to fill it with business, especially when it seems like God is not answering our prayers. But he assures us, if we are praying with faith, he will hear us, he will answer our prayers. So the invitation I think God, Christ makes, is to keep those spaces sacred, to keep taking the time and peace and quiet to sit with him, to trust in him, to put your life and your will and everything in his hands. He wants and desires what is good for you, and he will bring it about. He asks us to trust in him. Amen.